This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump's tax records is the focus in three high-profile cases in the Supreme Court on Thursday. The court is issuing final opinions involving requests for the president's tax records and other financial documents by congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. President Trump went against the practice of modern presidential candidates by refusing to make his tax documents public while campaigning in 2016. He's sought to block the release of those records and others related to his financial dealings. In two combined cases, several House of Representatives committees issued subpoenas seeking the records from two banks. Justices are weighing the separation of powers among the branches of the federal government and congressional power to investigate a president. 12 million confirmed COVID-19 cases across the globe. That is a new milestone during the coronavirus pandemic. The United States leads the world with most confirmed infections at more than 3 million, a third of the world's total. There were more than 60,000 new cases on Wednesday, which is the biggest single-day increase since the outbreak began. Meanwhile, residents in Australia's second-largest city of Melbourne entered into a six-week lockdown at midnight local time Wednesday due to an alarming spike of new COVID-19 cases. Residents have been ordered to stay home unless going to work, school, medical appointments, or shopping for food. City officials had already imposed stay-at-home orders in at least 30 neighborhoods and a hard lockdown of 9 public housing towers home to over 3,000 residents, where 23 COVID-19 cases have been detected. More stories for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador lavished praise on President Trump at their first meeting on Wednesday. López Obrador saying the U.S. leader treated Mexico with respect despite his history of threatening tariffs and insulting Mexicans. The leftist Mexican leader made his first foreign trip as president to the White House, where he and President Trump accentuated the positive in their public remarks while largely glossing over their differences on business, illegal drugs, and migration. The White House said the Mexican delegation, including López Obrador, were tested prior to the meeting with President Trump. Tested for coronavirus, that is, prior to the meeting. Mindful of the pandemic, which is still surging in Mexico and the United States, the men did not shake hands when President Trump greeted President López Obrador on his arrival, but neither wore face masks. After months of touting an unproven anti-malaria drug as a treatment for the new coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is turning himself into a test case. He swallowed hydroxychloroquine pills live before millions of people on social media and encouraged others to do the same. Bolsonaro said this week that he tested positive for the virus, but already felt better thanks to hydroxychloroquine. Hours later, he shared a video of himself gulping down what he said was his third dose. A string of studies in Britain and the United States, as well as by the World Health Organization, has found chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine ineffective against COVID-19 and sometimes deadly because of their adverse side effects on the heart. President Bolsonaro vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water, disinfectants, and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law approved by Congress were against the public interest and unconstitutional by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. Police dogs and drones were searching for the mayor of Seoul, South Korea on Thursday after his daughter reported him missing. Police say Mayor Park Won-soon left a statement something like a will or last testament, which was found by his daughter late afternoon on Thursday, Seoul time. South Korean media reported that Park did not show up for work on Thursday and that his cell phone had been shut off. Two South Korean newspapers quoted Seoul police officers as saying they had recently received